Welcome to White Horse in the Know, where we talk about everything White Horse and then some. Sponsored by MSCR. Today we are here with Ms. Vidarav once again, and we are here to ask some questions. Without wasting time, let's get into the interview.
Good morning, Victoria.
Good morning to you too. All right, so our first question here is, what are some new changes that we have had happen?
Well, during this school year, there's actually been quite a few new things that have come into play. The first one being we have a new schedule. We have a late start, so not as early of mornings for our middle schoolers. We also have a longer lunch period now, so students can take more time to eat and then have a longer period of time to be with their friends and play. And what's exciting about that is we've seen lots of students be able to like engage in football games, jump rope, more time with their friends, and of course the new playground they've had an opportunity to play with. And then we have yellow buses. That's another change for us this year. So students are no longer taking metro rides, and there's been some, you know, pros and cons to that so far. And then we have a new extension period that's also different this year. So last year we had 90-minute periods for English language arts classes and math. And this year we have a separate period for extension period where students are working with teachers to get more targeted learning in the areas of, literacy and math.
This sounds like it's really benefiting the students and everybody around. This is really good to hear. For our second question, aside from the changes, anything else that stayed the same?
Well, there's lots of things that have stayed the same, and primarily our staff. We have all of our teachers from last year, the majority of them have come back to us. We have a few new faces, but for the most part, students can predict to see the same adults here that they saw last year. I think that helps students build relationships with the staff that work here, and hopefully it helps them have a better sense of safety and belonging because they can predict that those people that they care about or who care about them are going to be here for them.
That is super good to hear, because also I know that some teachers from last year I'm also excited to see, and also the new faces I'm also excited to see and hoping to welcome them also. So do you have any future plans for the school this year?
Well, one of the things, you know, I think that we can continue to build here is to find ways to listen to students so that they are more opportunities for students to give their opinions and give input to decisions being made at the school. So there are lots of student groups that are going to get started this year. And our longer advisory period and the longer lunch periods are going to provide us some opportunities to do more things with students that would allow for us to take that information and use it in the decisions around the school.
Okay, that sounds really nice. And that was for mainly this year. So anything for next year?
Well, I think the exciting part about having students give us more input is that then we would use that input to make decisions for next year. You know, right now it's September, October, and we're really starting to think about like this school year, but you know, already starting in December, that's when we start planning for next school year. In December, we're asking students, what kind of classes do you want to take next year? And then we're listening to that information so that we know how many sections of that type of a class we would offer. So if more students want music classes or choir, we got to make sure then that we have a teacher and we have built that into our schedule. So we start working on that in December already.
That sounds really good. Seems like we're really focusing on students' well-being and making sure everybody's okay. That sounds awesome, especially for a school, making sure everybody's okay. And thank you so much, Ms. Vidarav, for letting me interview you, and White Horse is out.